This may be the final word on Moonbows. Jason.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging on. Jason, what can you tell us about Moonbows? Because it's suddenly made everyone quite dreamy and acted as a soothing balm. What have you got?
Well, I mean, I saw my first one.
First?
Exeter. Yeah, I've seen. If you actually look for them, it's quite easy to spot. You just have
You can't, Jason. I mean, you can't be standing with your hands in your pockets staring at the night sky, because another man might say, what are you doing? And you say, I'm looking for Moonbows, and that's the sort of thing that leads to schism and unrest. So where did you see yours? Edinburgh?
Exeter.
Describe it to us.
Well, it was a full moon. Mm-hmm. I was up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Been out on the town with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some rain in the air.
Uh-huh.
And I said to a friend that I could see what I thought was the effect of a searchlight or something.
Exactly.
And it was just a faint arc. You could barely make out the colours in it, but it looked like a rainbow.
But they said this idea that it's silver, a silver nighttime rainbow, called rather unimaginatively, though rather sweetly, a moonbow. I didn't think we were going to get anyone who claimed to have seen moonbows.
Well, I reckon I've probably seen 10 or so. If you look...
You could be just causing trouble, Jason.
You have to have a full moon behind you, and you have to have rain in front of you, same as with a rain.